Welcome to Be the Solid Object. I am your host, Lisa Candera. I am a single mother of a teen with autism, life coach, and a lawyer. And I am on a mission to teach moms raising kids with autism that you have more power than you think. Autism is not in charge of your life. You are, and I want to show you how. But before we get to the how, I want to tell you why this is important. You are your child's greatest resource. No doctor, no therapy, no medication, no school, none of it is more important than you are. You are in this for the long haul. You see that this world was not made for our kids, and you want to change that. And you will, so long as you don't burn out along the way. Because guess what? This is not a marathon. Marathons have maps. There's one route that everyone takes, and there are built-in first aid stations, water stations, and brake stations. Here, there are no maps. We create them. There is no one size fits all. The route that works for my child will not work for yours. In fact, the route that works for my child this week may not even work next week. There are no brake stations or refueling stations. We create them. This is not a marathon. It does not end when our children become adults and fall off the services cliff. This is because the world has not yet made room for our kids. Not enough room. So we are going to do it. Each and every one of us. And to do this, we need to take care of ourselves. We need to step into our own power. Now, before I found life coaching, I thought I was plenty powerful. I wasn't shy. I spoke up at IEP meetings, and I advocated like a mother. But while I was fighting for my son, I was also fighting myself. I spent most of my time feeling guilty for my son's struggles, and I blamed myself for not doing enough. In my mind, if I was truly doing everything I could, he would not be struggling as much or in the ways that he was struggling. I am here to tell you that I was wrong, and so are you. Our kids struggle, and that is the reality. Trying to control autism, blaming ourselves, and neglecting our own mental, emotional, and physical well-being, it's not helping us. Just the opposite. It's eroding our self-confidence and undermining our abilities to make decisions. It leaves us feeling exhausted, defeated, and burnt out. We are kicking our own asses, and it needs to stop. Enter the solid object. In this podcast, I will teach you what it means to be the solid object and why it's essential to navigating the challenges of special needs parenting. And great news, the benefits of being the solid object extend far beyond managing everyday tantrums and meltdowns. The ability to accept reality, manage our own minds, and emotionally regulate ourselves will enable us to show up as the powerful women we are in all areas of our lives. It will enable us to march forward, be the change, and create the world we want for ourselves and for our children. During season one of Be the Solid Object, I am going to share with you my before, during, and after process for keeping your cool while your child is melting down. In each episode, I will share tools, strategies, and exercises that you can incorporate into your life now for managing your mind, regulating your emotions, and soothing yourself. And at the end of each episode, I will invite you to do three things. First, join me in my mission of showing other mothers raising kids with autism that they have more power than they think by sharing my podcast with them, rating and reviewing it. Second, I will ask you to follow me on Instagram at the Autism Mom Coach. And third, I will invite you to schedule a consultation with me where we will discuss where you are, where you want to be, and how we can work together to get you there. Finally, I created this podcast with busy moms like you in mind. So the episodes are short and sweet, but jam-packed with valuable information. So decide on purpose that investing in your own well-being is a priority. Pop in your earbuds and take your first steps towards being the solid object. Let's get started. Yeah.